Hey.
Hey,
How are you?
I'm good. I'm surprised to see you here.
It's been a little crazy.
Yeah, but this is a practice accelerator training call. How did you even get the link?
Practice accelerator training. I thought this was a NAPA training.
Yeah, but you're
Yeah,
not in practice accelerator. So I'm curious, how did you get an email with this link in it?
I got an email with the link. You want me to, I can go pull it up and tell you. Should I not?
Yes, please. No, but it's fine. But I'm just curious because if you got it, then a whole bunch of other people might have gotten it by mistake. And we need to
Okay.
investigate that. There's Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just back after being away for so long.
I
I didn't get in till 2:30 last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you just got back then.
Yeah, so I left from the retreat on Monday, Monday night late, and then got home and then had two calls Tuesday morning and then left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday to go
It
to.
sounds like you need a self-care break.
Oh my God, more and more I'm seeing it. Whoops, somebody else just showed
Oops, where'd I go? Is
up. There's Janet. I see
that
that you
Ryan?
disappeared. Janet just came on. But yeah, I'm curious because. Hi. How was your weekend? We missed you at the retreat, Janet.
Yes, and I really wanted to be there, but
Yeah.
my mother got very ill and she passed on the 20th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was a tough one, but you know, she was 101, but she was very vibrant. So
Hard. Oh, I'm
I
so
really wanted to come and I kept telling Laura, fine, I want to come, I want to come, but there's something that's holding me back.
But
And
wasn't it your friend's husband's memorial that?
that was just this weekend.
Oh,
His memorial was this weekend. We haven't had mom's service yet. I
Mom.
just got home, so.
So sorry, Janet.
Yeah, thank goodness for this program. I had so many good tools to help support because,
Wow.
yeah, it was a struggle for her. Five days, I wouldn't leave her. I just stayed with her because
No,
she,
sorry.
it was the breathing. She had trouble breathing.
Trouble breathing.
So that yeah, we
But
did
that's
that.
the way to go, right? Vibrant until the end, quick illness, right? As opposed to cancer or heart disease or
Yeah.
emphysema where
Yeah.
you've been struggling for years. Oh.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to dampen the whole
No, of course.
day, but
No.
yeah. We all go through that and they did. And I'm just really glad to be back with everyone and have a different focus and tell you, I'm sorry, I haven't done anything on the program.
Well, I haven't done anything for 2 weeks because, well, the retreat.
Yes, you had a great retreat and you had a great graduation for your son.
Great graduation for my
Yeah.
son. Yeah, it was great to just see him actually walk that stage.
Yeah. Yes,
He's so
that's amazing.
and you never, I'm sorry, I'm just such an emotional person. I don't hide my feelings real well.
Well, and that's best for us not to. Sorry
Yeah, so
to hear that, Janet.
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I remember a year ago, exactly a year ago, Scott's aunt, who was 104, and we had just seen her a couple of weeks before, and she was having labored breathing, and they had her on oxygen, and we knew when we saw her that it was going to be the last time. But it still was, very emotional, right? They have long and healthy lives, and you just want them to live forever, right? As long
Yeah.
as they stay healthy like that. Right?
Well, I've lost my video, so I might have to drop off and come back. It's doing something weird here, so.
All right. Well,
There we go. Okay.
you're welcome to stay, obviously, but I'm curious. It seems like it might have been just you that somehow got it. Interesting. But it's okay. So today was supposed to be a training call. And I always like to prepare for training calls by making a presentation and, you know, a PowerPoint and going in and really teaching something of value so it becomes part of the library. But given how busy my last 2 weeks have been and the week going into that before, I haven't had time to do it, anything. So what I really like to do is focus on just kind of get some ideas of what would be helpful. I know that during the retreat, we did go through some stuff on creating signature programs. And we didn't get to the part about doing a signature talk that then would lead people to want your signature program. So we could talk about that. We can make it informal and then we can do the formal training at another time. There's, you know, but I really want to provide value to you for being here. And I think that was the piece that we had a really good day together at the retreat. And
yes,
it could have been 3 days of just focusing on those pieces, right? Just focusing on creating your signature program. We barely touched the surface on getting that to happen. But how does that sound? Does that sound like something, or is there something else that would be more helpful?
I think that sounds great, Dr. Rita Marie. We had such a great time at the retreat. Janet, I know you couldn't make it. And Elaine, it was a wonderful couple of days, and it was great to be able to spend the time that we did have on kind of the signature program. And like you, I got home from Austin and I was thrown into school and then went away for the weekend with my family. So I haven't had a lot of time. I'm back. We got back last night too, and I haven't had a lot of time to get to work on stuff. So that's my goal today, but to get caught up. But yeah, I think that would be really valuable. I love the idea of a signature talk. I think, I don't know if you remember, but I told you I'm working on a class right now as part of one of my graduate courses on teaching strategies. So I think that would dovetail really nicely. And I'm trying to make that focus on anxiety and insomnia, and really finding some good content. Now I just need to find the time, more than 1 hour, to sit down and actually get to work on it. That's been my challenge.
That's a challenge, because having that 1 hour gets you, like, you get in the mode and you get
excited,
and then the hour's over. And then when you come back, you have to like refresh on where you are. And that, for me, it's, I like to have like 3 at the minimum hours.
I need, sit down 3 to 4 to 5 even. It just gives me a nice space
for a whole day. You know, you get into the headspace, and I like to just play, and I like to say, how would this be? But there are some specific methods, some ways that of organizing your content to create that desire for the next step. And one of the mistakes I've made early on, and I still sometimes make, is you give them too much information in an intro call like that, and they go, oh, I don't need you. I don't need your help. You just gave me enough information. I'm just going to go back and, you know, implement this, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to take me months. And so when we give them too much information like that and we don't leave an open loop, that's when we lose them. And it's not good for our business from a financial standpoint, but it's also not good for them, right? We, a lot of times we think, well, I don't want to be, I just want to give them good information. I don't want them to think I'm here to make money. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you don't make money, you go back to the day job, and then you can't help anybody, right? So
right.
We all need to do that. And we want to be able to do it in such a way that we're offering value. And so when we don't make an offer, we're actually depriving people of the help they need. And that's an important thing to always remember. I remember at one of our earlier on, like probably 3 or 4 years ago, we had somebody at the retreat, and we were talking about this, and she basically said she had just done an all-day workshop that she charged them like, I don't know, $75 or something to come, and she taught them all this stuff. So my question was, oh, that's awesome. What did you offer them at the end so they can continue to get the value? She goes, oh, I didn't offer them anything. That would have been too pushy. They already paid to be there. I didn't want to offer them and make it feel like this was all about marketing. I'm like, how many people did you have in the room? She said, I don't know, 12 or whatever. I said, do you think that all 12 of those people got everything they needed to be able to implement what you taught them and to really make changes in their life? Or how many of those people? She goes, probably none, because it was a starting point.
It was an introduction, yeah.
Introduction. We gave them some good tools that they could start on, but were those tools going to make the long-term changes? For some, yeah, for some, you know, you hear it, you do it, and we're good. But the large majority of it, probably at least 75%, needed some hand-holding. Some, oh, I'm confused. What did you mean I do this? Or what did you mean by that? Or how do I?
A quarter teaspoon of cayenne.
I'm hearing.
I think Valerie just came on.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Let me get my echo out of here. Can you hear me?
I can, but I also hear somebody talking about cayenne.
Oh.
Gone now.
I went outside.
Okay. Somebody in the house was listening to a thing on cayenne.
Yes. Yes.
You got a good household. My family would be listening to ball games. So
I'm actually at the dentist's office.
You're at the dentist's office.
Yes.
Good for you. Good. Well, thank you for taking the time out.
You're welcome.
Talking about the concept of doing a presentation, which we all want to have, like our signature presentation, like one that really represents who we are, and the idea of making an offer at the end of that, offering them the service of how do they continue to work with you and get value, and how a lot of folks come up with, well, I can't do that, especially if they paid to come to this short thing. I don't feel good about that. That wouldn't be right. But the truth of the matter is that it's doing them a disservice if you don't. And so the question becomes, how do we structure that presentation so they get good value and they have action items that they could do to get started, but they feel like, oh my gosh, this is bigger than I thought. I need some help with this. And then we either offer them a book, an ongoing program, a strategy session to talk to you about what their next steps would be. It could be anything, but there should be what's called a call to action at the end of everything we do.
So, yeah.
Right? At the end of everything. So Allie did a really nice little presentation the other day on her Facebook Live, and she posted it to the group, and I listened to it, and I was like, this is awesome, but if I'm sitting and I am a woman who is in the throes of hormone imbalance, and you just told me all about functional medicine and how functional medicine does things differently, and we look for the root cause and we can really get there. And then you just said, bye, I'm Dr. Allie, see ya. I would feel frustrated. And that's what I was finding. I was like, now what do I do? Now that you've given me some good information, you've told me about functional medicine, it could have been as simple as, you know, on a Facebook Live, you don't want to do a whole big sales presentation, but as simple as, hey, if you want to know how functional medicine, how the principles of functional medicine can be applied to you to get you out of the throes of menopause, which isn't a disease, it's just passing, you know, just go to my website here and sign up for a strategy session, or go to my website here and download my free ebook, or, you know what I mean? So every time we talk, we want to think about what's the next step that I want this person to logically do after hearing this information. And that's a good way to think about what your free gift would be, right? Because a lot of times you're asked to speak at something, you know, a Rotary Club or whatever, and they don't want you to make an offer for a paid program. But they're fine with you offering everybody in the audience a free ebook that takes and summarizes what you do. So when we think about what's our talk, what can we be bringing people to that encapsulates or summarizes that in such a way that they have the next steps? And then within that book, if you have a program, you can send them to sign up for the program. But if you don't, it's okay, because you'll develop that and you can always edit the ebook later, right? So you want to capture their names and give them something of value, and then continue to do what we talked about at the retreat, was nurture sequences. And we have a presentation. We did a practice accelerator last week that had that, or last year, that we talked about nurture sequences and we actually started writing them. But then you just keep them in your loop. And there are people who start these lists and just keep giving people value year after year and give them things to do. And then when they finally do offer something that's a paid talk or a paid program, it's like, oh my God, Julie, I've been following you for years. I'm so glad I can go deeper with you.
Yeah. Right?
Because they love you and they love what you've been giving them. So if you don't have anything, your call to action is to get them on your mailing list somehow by giving them something free. And then you continue to just write to them once a week.
So I have a question. Go ahead, Janet.
No, Janet, go ahead.
No, I'll go after you.
Dr. Rita Marie, in your experience, say, for example, you're going to do the foundations. Have you found a better response when you give a little bit of information about each of the foundations and a free tip with each one of them? Or if you delve in and say, just go into sleep a little bit more and leave the rest out there. Are they overwhelmed with all of them? Or
great question.
No, how do you find it works best for you?
Lisa Sasevich, who is an amazing marketer, calls it when you do a preview call or a short presentation, she says you can do a sampler platter or a deep dive.
Right.
So the sampler platter would be a little bit about each one, which when there's seven, could be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can tell them what all of these are the seven foundational habits that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you go through and you just mention what they are and why they're important. And then you say, all we have time for today is to do a deep dive on this particular one.
What do you find works best for you? Or are you just reading the audience and prepared? What do you?
No, you need to be prepared to do it. And I would say that it is a matter of what the audience is, right? If the audience is a bunch of college kids that really, they are used to a lot of information, you probably handle more than a group of elderly people who are like overwhelmed by life and the grocery store and what do they buy at the grocery store? You know what I mean? So you probably would want to say, all of these are important, but I really just want you to focus on one today. And this is the one, and I'm going to give you three things that you can do to help yourself bring balance here. There's 27. You don't need to know all of them. I want you to just know the three.
Right? So if you're going to throw this out on Facebook, you're just going to run a little something. Do you just try both ways? Do you
see what's the best response? Okay. Yeah, because the tendency is for us, because we're excited about it, is if we do the sampler thing and we're just going to give them a quickie, we end up going in more detail. I do anyway.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Hard to hold back, you know? So, but if you try to give them like three tips in every one, that's 21 tips that they're walking away with. It's too much.
Yeah.
Right? It's too much. So you can talk about the what and the why, but not the how of the six of them. And then you give them some hows on the seventh. So you go deeper.
Okay.
So going back to we'll go to Julie's question, but I'm just going to throw this in right now. But going back to when you're doing a call, right, where you want to introduce a program to them, whether it's a free program, a low price program, a high price program, doesn't much matter. The format will be similar, but we want to be able to get them enough information that they feel like they didn't waste their time. You don't want them walking away going, oh, it's just a sales pitch. You know what I mean? You want them to get enough information, but not so much that they feel like whatever you offered is way beyond what they need, because they have to first put what you gave them into play.
Right? Okay. One more thing to tie to what you're just saying is, if you're doing the sampler, would that be where you offer the ebook? And if you're doing the deep dive, are you offering a program? Or does it matter? You're going to have to go.
Not necessarily. I think that matters based on the audience. If you have a program and you have enough time, say you have an hour, 45 minutes to an hour or an hour and a half, that's enough time to build some rapport with the pro people. I would offer a lower price program, right? If you're just going, like you say, you're doing a signature talk at the senior center, right? There, because they don't get to know you enough, you might just offer something small, like an ebook that they sign up for, or something that you're selling for $10, right? Mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer, right? Because the sooner you can get people converted from a prospect to a customer, the more connected to you they are, even if they've just spent $7, $10, whatever.
Okay.
Right? So you basically can say, hey, I've got this book. Here's what it is. If it's something that, you know, it's a print book, then you charge them minimal and, you know, shipping and handling, or you have a bunch with you, right? But it does cost a lot more to print things on demand than if you had a publisher. Because, I mean, you can look at a book and buy it for $7, but if you try to print that out at Kinko's, it's going to cost you more than $7 because, right? So you can't really do that. That's why ebooks work really well.
Thank you.
Yeah. But with a live event, it's harder when you don't have a physical. So you actually want to be able to print it so that they can meet you and go, oh, if you want to look through this and see, and if it looks really good and has pretty pictures and has some interesting sounding recipes that are like their favorite kinds of foods done in a healthier way, they'll go, oh yeah, I want this. And then you do it again with your audience. It depends on how well they are doing at being online. Right? Some of them are going, what's an ebook? How do I get it in my kitchen? You know what I mean? Right? Like, what do I keep bring my computer into the kitchen so I can make the recipes? They don't get that they can actually print it. And it's surprising. We don't think that way and you don't think that way, but think about you have a little bit of a tech phobia, but you jump right in and do it. Imagine like 20 times worse tech phobia than that you're like, how do I get that from there? And how do I get it on paper? And it's on your website. And you don't want them
overwhelmed,
right? So you make it real easy for them to do. Yeah.
So I have a follow-up question to that. So I don't know if you saw the news today. I guess the World Health Organization has made burnout an official diagnosis.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So I had all these ideas come to my mind. I'm like, oh, I need to do a blog post. I need to add that as part of my freebie. And, you know, because I'm doing a whole thing on anxiety and overwhelm. Yeah. And I'm thinking of all these things I could do with that and posts and bring that into my Instagram, bring that into the blog. And, you know, I'm trying to launch my freebie next week and all this stuff. So I'm kind of in overwhelm myself. And then this comes out and I'm like, oh, I want to make some hay out of this news, right?
Absolutely. That is a great thing to do. Whenever we see something in the news that supports, use it, right?
Absolutely.
Dr. Oz said this, the World Health Organization said that, you use it. So I could easily see some simple things. Is that what you're asking me, how to use it?
Well, and then, so I'm thinking back to your comment about the signature talk and then the ebook offering, the freebie. You know, then there's maybe a small paid thing after that. I'm wondering about does all this content need to be ready to go when you put your signature talk out there? Because it might, you know, the nurture sequence might keep going if people are really interested. Or what is enough? Because right now, as you know, I'm just trying to get stuff out there. Yeah. And, you know, is the ebook enough? And then...
Yes. Yes.
$10 thing. I'm just kind of curious what your perspective is on.
So you don't have to offer them something. In fact, it's refreshing to people when you're giving them something free and you're not trying to sell them something right away. So you create rapport that way.
Yeah.
So all you have ready is the free thing. You do a talk.
Yeah.
You play around with it. You do it on Facebook Live. You can do it on Instagram. You can do it as a webinar, whatever. But you make the offer for this free book, right? The top five herbs or the top five strategies or whatever you're going to call it for, you know, reducing overwhelm and burnout. And then, you know, that you incorporate that and it's now an official diagnosis. Burnout is now an official diagnosis. What about that?
That's what I want to start bringing into it. Yeah. It's really good timing.
Yeah. So on a signature talk and even on a book, like whenever you're making something that's free, numbers work really well because people can relate to it. The top five, the top 10, don't make it the top 27. That's overwhelming, right? But the top five, wow, the top seven, for whatever reason, they found that the odd numbers do better than the even, except for 10 and 12, because people are used to 10. And then there's lots of 12-step programs. But 8 just doesn't ring people's chimes.
Right.
Right?
Makes sense. It is odd for some reason. 8.
Yeah. 8. Like, what's that? But 10.
4. You know, why not 5?
Commandments, right? There's the 12-step program. So we can relate it to something that's familiar. But there's no 8-step programs out. There's no 4 steps. There's the top 3, the top 5. So for whatever reason, we just take what others that have gone before us have determined by testing, split testing, and go. And that's what they call it when, like Janet said, do you do it both ways? And see, they call that split testing. You know, you do it once this way, you do it once that way.
Yeah.
Emails, you do it to half your list. You send one email, the other half. It can be overwhelming. And I haven't done a lot of split testing, just to be perfectly transparent. And I've still been successful. So it's a good thing to do, because then you know what to present to people. If I could go back in time and, you know, but it's, don't let it hold you back, right? So you want to be able to use a signature talk. Now, the signature talk, the title of the signature talk is a problem. So you're opening up the avenue of a problem, as opposed to the top 5 ways that you can reverse overwhelm. It's things that are, it's a problem. You're basically aggravating the problem so that you can lead to the solution, which has a positive, right? So the 7 strategies for reducing overwhelm in the workplace, the top 5 foods for, you know, dampening anxiety and making you feel better, et cetera, whatever your course name is. But the name of the signature talk is usually better if it's aggravating a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes sense.
You know, mistakes and myths tend to get people intrigued. The top, I'm doing one next week. I have to put it together, but it's like the top 3 mistakes most people make that keep their clients struggling with brain and, you know, nervous system issues or something like that. And I'm going to tie in what I want to lead to from there is the whole concept of insulin resistance being a problem. But I'm not.
I just saw a very recent report on that, where they had a study where there was gut microbiome has everything to do with insulin resistance in the brain.
Yeah. So that's what those are the 3 that I'm going to talk about is 1, addressing it with pharmaceuticals and or nutraceuticals, right?
Yeah.
Allopathic. And there's like, oh, you have depression. Let's use these 5 amino acids and these 3 B vitamins and this herb and you're going to be fine. That's not addressing the root cause. The number 2 one was not looking at the gut as a primary source of issues.
Yes.
The brain. And the 3rd one is not really, you know, looking at getting people to manage their blood sugar. And then I'm going to talk about hormone resistance and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to offer from there a, not the insulin resistance program, I'm going to offer them to an interim step, like $79 or $97 workshop, where we're going to go deep on hormone resistance and that this is such a big thing that's overlooked. We talk insulin resistance, but what about the rest? And what do we do to make the cells more receptive to our hormones? And that has everything to do with diet, lifestyle, stress, you know, goes back to a lot of this, the foundational things. And then I'll offer from that workshop, because I've created more intimacy with them, the program.
Right.
Right. I probably don't have to do it with that program, but that program is like $1,500. So I want to create more of a connection with them than if I was going to offer them a $200 or $300 program. Right. They don't have to, you know, be in bed with me to trust me to buy a $200 or $300 program, but they may want a little bit more intimacy with me before they spend $1,500.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's how you think about it. So if you were going to offer your signature program, or you're offering a 6-month program or a year long program, and it's multi-$1,000s, you're not going to do that from a webinar. You're not going to do that from an hour long presentation, because you haven't developed the rapport. But I would do a 3-day workshop. Right? A 3-day workshop gets them really into like, oh my God, I want to study with this person. I want this person to help me. I want what she's serving. And then they buy multi-thousand. And last year we discovered that we could do that with a 2-day live stream to sell our year-long ERC program. which was really cool that I didn't have to do a 3-day live event, that I could actually do it from a 2-day event that was structured as if it was.
Ah, yes.
People had the intimacy to do that. So it all depends, like, how are you going to do this? But the signature talk, if you come up with something that really represents you, it could be a 10-minute talk. It could be a 30-minute talk. It could be a 2-hour talk. It could be a 2-day talk. But you just flesh it out and give more detail. Remember at the event when we were talking, we did the little story. Were you still there when we did this? No, you weren't. You left. You left.
I left Monday afternoon at noon.
Yeah. So you missed a really great session in the afternoon where we talked about our stories.
And right.
You saw me give a little blurb, like if I had 10 minutes to do it, this is the kind of thing I could do. Right. And you tell your story, which leads into the rest.
Oh, I think I remember. And you did it on your mom's passing, right? I was there for that.
Yeah. But then everybody got to do it in the afternoon.
Everybody got to do it. That's what I missed. Yeah.
That's what you missed. And so it was just like, how would you lead them to really relate to what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Like you could probably pick, you know, I was sitting at my desk. I was trying to focus on getting this report out, but
yep.
The words kept blurring and the numbers kept blurring and I just couldn't focus. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? What happened to my brain? And I tried really hard and then I realized.
You know my story.
Just make it up. But I did
that. That's basically it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm going with.
What am I doing to myself here? You know, and then I leave. I start the day with the coffee, which makes it worse. I'm like, then I'm jittery, and then I'm trying to calm down at night with whatever herbs I take and chamomile to get me to sleep. And I'm burned out. It's burnout, right? So you can tell that story, and then you can lead into the content, right?
Yeah.
Do. Yeah.
That's what I'm working on. And then, you know, the other thing is, as I'm, you know, in fact, so I was away over the weekend with family and extended friends and I was telling people, you know, they're all asking, what are you doing? And I'm telling them what I'm doing. And then I also am going to start the metabolic reset on June 1st. So everybody's like, whoa, we want to do what you're doing. And
oh, cool.
And now I'm like, oh gosh. If I don't have my own signature program to give them to do with me, but I'm like, well, do I, you know, so how do you deal with people that are starting to get interested? You don't have your own stuff out there yet. You know,
through somebody else's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Right.
And you get, and them. I have two people that are very interested in doing either the green cleanse or the metabolic reset. And I'm like, well, this is off topic, I guess, from what others might have more comments on what we were talking about. But, so one thing I'm curious about is, you know, is there a way to introduce your programs or gift it? Or is there, you know, do I send it to them? They don't know you yet or they're not familiar with your work. I wish I had my own work to give them.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways you can.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
One way is pure affiliate thing. You sign up as an affiliate, and then you can either have them pay you the discounted rate that you're getting or pay full price, and then you get to get the difference. Like say you were taking them through Green Cleanse or the Metabolic Reset we're actually selling as an individual, like just go through the Metabolic Reset. It's not guided. So it's actually a perfect program.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sell people and say, hey, for like, I'll take you through this month-long program. I'll charge you this much. You pay me, you know, your affiliate discounted rate for the program itself. So they get the materials.
They get the materials, right. Yeah. And then
you get to guide them through it.
Yeah, that's what I'd love to do. So anyway, that was kind of off topic as what we were...
No, but that's a great question because if you already have your program, right? You can actually sell them somebody else's, but guide them through it.
Yep. That's what I'd like to do. That's a good way to get me kind of, and it's people I know. So they'll give me very candid feedback. And then, you know, they're just really interested in everything I'm doing now. And they're like, wow, you know, we want to do what you're doing or, you know, what do you recommend right now? You know, after we just came off this weekend of, you know, camping and barbecuing and all this bad food, right? Everybody wants to do something to clean up. So,
Yeah. And I would really listen when you're having those kinds of conversations.
Yes.
Take notes of these are the things that people are wanting. And this is the language that they're using to describe what's going on for them. Because when you can, in your signature talk, in your marketing, in your sales pages, when you can repeat back to them the language they use, they go, oh, she gets me.
Oh, yeah. Bloat. Yeah, all of it. Digestive issues, constipation.
Right. You know. And you describe it in the way they're describing it. So I've heard you speak before, right? I've heard you speak about the burnout, and I just made that story up. And you're like, yeah, right? That I relate to that. Right?
Yeah.
So it has to do with, we all need to develop that keen sense of listening and asking questions, right? But listening to their answers. And when you're on a call with somebody, like say you're on a call where you're, you know, an enrollment conversation call and you're asking them questions, make sure you write down, yeah, you can write down what their issues are, but have another column or another page where you're actually capturing the language that they use. So if somebody says, I'm completely overwhelmed, you don't want to repeat back to them and say, oh, your life is too active. Maybe the same thing, but that's not what they said. And they're not
right
to that. Right. Yeah.
Yep. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And that's what you want to do when you're doing a talk, right? So we want to capture their attention. A story's great. If it's appropriate. Or, you know, the beginning, it's harder in a webinar because they are coming together. It's in a room, like they're not coming and going. So they're in a room and they're captured and you can do it really emphatically. I was sitting at my desk and you can do the hand signals and you can hold your head. I just like, oh, I don't know what to do. How am I going to handle this? You know, and then you can move into... Yeah, and here's what I ended up finding out, you know, fast forward to now. And you can like leave a hole in the story, you know, and now I get it. I get what was going on with me. I get what's happening, but it took a while to get there. And I'm going to share with you the top three mistakes that most busy executives make that's just contributing to their health falling apart. I'm just saying that, or contributing to anxiety, depression, and overwhelm. And you get their attention. Three tends to be a good number. I would always not listen to my mentors and do five or seven, but that's not enough. And then I get into trouble because I'm like, I run out of time and they get overwhelmed. Three tends to be a number that the brain can manage.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Same thing.
Incomplete. Two feels like, it just feels incomplete. Four feels like it's getting to be much, but three just feels good.
Three feels good, and you can dive down on three, I think, and people can actually walk away and remember what you talked about with three.
If you do all seven things, like you can mention them, like you can say there's seven foundational habits that I have found critical for people to get, and they are, you know, what we're going to do today is we're going to do a deep dive on three of them, or we're going to do a deep dive on one of them. But doing it on three could be good, and you do short, short, and then the last bullet. That last point that you're making is the one that most logically leads them to this open loop where they want your program. They want to know. And a lot of times it's like they may not know. So when I do a call on blood sugar balance, I don't say, come to my call about insulin resistance. Come to my call about blood sugar balance. I go, are you struggling with brain fog, burnout, and belly fat? Come to this call to learn out. And then as they're going through, they're going, oh, she's talking about blood sugar. Oh, I bet that's my problem. I probably
right. have blood sugar. Yes.
And then they go, oh my God, I have a blood sugar. They're like, you want them to be in their head going, oh my God, I have a blood sugar problem. Oh my God.
You want them to have the aha moments, right?
That's right. And then they go, then they ask the question, well, I wonder what I do to fix this, right? And you give them a little bit. And then you say, well, there's X number of strategies and there's X number of this. I'm going to give you one or two today. To get you started, right? But
this is
where you need to go to correct this. And the same thing with anxiety. So the mistakes, the myths, the misconceptions, the blunders, things that are words that get people intrigued. I sometimes will name a call like the three mistakes that even holistically minded practitioners make. And they're going, wait a minute. Because if you just say practitioners, you go, oh, yeah, that's those Western guys over there. Oh, even holistic practitioners make, huh, I wonder what that is. I wonder if I'm making one of these mistakes. So they're coming in with that question. Last year, I did one called The Hazards of Paleo, Keto, and Plant-Based Diets. That was so well attended because people are going, what's she going to say about my diet? She's going to, you know? And so I took them through a process of the hazards of each of them and how you can overcome those and the importance.
I haven't heard that one. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the site. I don't remember where. But yeah, because it got people enraged sometimes. Like, what is she going to say bad about my paleo diet? What's she going to say bad about my plant-based diet? And the truth of the matter is, they said they all have benefits. And here's the downside that all of them have if they're not done correctly. And here's the trouble you can get into. So when you're expounding on those three mistakes, three points, three whatever they are, you really want to present it as, what is it? So what does it mean? Why is it a problem if this is happening? And then what do you do about it? And you spend a lot of time with the what and the why, because you want them to understand that this can't go on like this. This is putting you at risk. And then with the how, you give them one or two things that they can do to make it different. And then you go to the next one. And then you go to the third one. And the third one is always the one that leads to your program.
Right.
Right? So it logically leads. So if I'm going to be doing an all-day webinar on hormone resistance, insulin resistance, and even emotional resistance, because I have Laura coming on to talk about the emotional resistance. It's not just about hormone and cellular resistance, but all of the resistance that you can be making all these great hormones, but your body's not responding because there's some resistance going on. And so if I want to go there, then I'm going to talk about like insulin resistance, and insulin resistance isn't the only problem with it, and insulin, and I'm going to make them want that program. Right? So you think, what do you need to teach them so that there's an open loop, that they've got some practical stuff so they don't walk away going, oh, I was just a stupid sales pitch, right? You've been to them like that. There are some like that where it's just like the whole time through, they're not teaching you anything. They're just preparing you for the high pressure sale. That's not what you want. You want to give them good stuff, but you want to leave them hanging to know they need more, because they do. Right? It's really a rare among us who can hear a 90-minute presentation or a 60-minute presentation and completely change their lives. It happens. I've had that happen where people will contact me a year later and say, hey, here's me now. Do you remember me? I met at your talk when you talked at the whatever center, and I listened to what you did. I bought your recipe book, and I am a changed person. My cardiac enzymes are better. My liver enzymes are better. My blood pressure is down.
Oh, wow.
It was a year later. He'd lost 50 pounds and he'd completely reversed all his risk numbers just by going. And then he joined my list, and then he just followed along with my free stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Those are the people that are following you in the background probably, right? And they're just not coming forward and.
Right, because they feel like, okay, I'm just going to do this. They have some whatever support.
They're self-directed.
Yes, and that's not the majority of people, but they're out there. They're definitely out there. But then there's the ones who follow everybody online, and they're completely confused, and they're paralyzed. And that's what we want to allow them to get out of the confusion. There was one lady who came into my office when I was still doing face-to-face consultations, and she came in for an initial consult, and she filled out her paperwork, and she came in with this notebook that had about this much information, like it was printouts. And I'm like, wow, you looks like you've been doing research. Where'd you get all those papers? She goes, oh, I got it all on your website. You should start charging for some of this stuff. And I'm like, holy cow. Right? So you can find that happy medium, right? Where it's not a book that they print out and they go, oh, it's going to take me a year to read all this stuff, right? You give them the information in bite-sized pieces, and you stress the importance of that. Right. Yeah. So that's basically
good. Yeah, that's great. Great info. Great recommendations.
You know, and we can go into more detail. And I think there's actually, I don't know if there's a full training on it yet on the site, but you can go look there. But I definitely want to do a more comprehensive, like with the slides. And yeah, there was one. And let me look real quick. I think we did it last year. Janet, do you remember doing it? Did we do one last year on, you know, and we could, it's the same thing. I go to these things over and over again, because it's like, how many times can I hear the same thing over and over? A lot. Before it sinks in. And let me see. Here we go. It would be on the INE member site.
Yes, we do. I do remember it. That we had, but I can't tell you what or when today.
And, you know, I just spent the weekend in a really good workshop. It was a continuing ed workshop on lab analysis. And I thought, oh, I'll probably get a few tips and, you know, it'll be really nice. And, you know, I'll get my credits that way. And it was really good. Like, the guy did a great job. And I'm like trying to remember all the things going, oh, I don't actually remember all of this. Isn't that wild? So I have to go back through the notes. He had like 900 slides for a 2-day class. 900.
Whoa.
900. So I'm like, and they're, you know, they're good, but a lot of it he went through really fast. Like, he just kept going over. And you can read this study later, but you can read this study later. You can read this study later. I'm like, but I don't have time later. That's
yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Give me the cliff notes.
Yeah. And I took a lot of notes. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Access the recordings. Yeah. If you go to the drop down and you look at NEPA, there's your offer webinar. It's training number 5 on the recordings of last year's trainings.
Training number 5. Okay.
Yep.
No, this is great. Thank you, Dr. Reamery. This is a really good way to kind of kick off my week, because I have like a long list of things I need to kind of get nailed down. And I'm working on that this week, because I have a lot more open hours this week. So this is a great way to kind of just get situated and.
Yep. And think about what it is, like the way you want to, like Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind, right?
Yeah.
So the point of that talk is what? What are you trying to lead them to decide on at the end? What's your call to action? What action, in an ideal world, what action do you want everybody in that room to take? And then you go, okay, how do I structure backwards from there? What do I have to teach them to get them to have that in their awareness? So they're going to download my ebook or join my program. And, you know, at this point, if you don't have a program developed, it's just get them to get something free. So then you think, well, what does that
building list
have to see? You don't want it to be random, right? So if you're talking about anxiety and overwhelm, you can have it be like, people love food related things, right? Five foods that can help you overcome your anxiety and overwhelm or something like that.
I could probably do 3 or 4 ebooks on just that one thing.
Oh yeah, you could.
But I bounced back and forth on what the first one should be about, and
keep it short and make it so that when they buy that, you know, we talked about it, an inexpensive, so they get it for free. And on the next page, it's you getting up there. Hey, this is Julie. And I just wanted to share. I'm so excited that you're downloading this book. These are some of the things that I first started to do. So think about, what are those first steps that you started to do that helped you to go, huh, I'm getting calmer about this now. But there's a lot more, obviously, right?
Yeah.
What I want you to do is, I've got, for a limited time only, it could be a $5, $7, $27, but a low end offer. $7 ones work really well. I have a couple of them like that. You just downloaded my elixirs, whatever. And I have this more detailed book on elixirs and teas, and it lists the various herbs, and it has a real cool chart. And if you want it, you can get it for $7 today. And then they buy it. And then if you have others, you can get it to the point where once you've developed several, you can have the, today only, complete the set. People like to complete sets, right? They like to have everything. So if it's a 5 ebook collection, you know, now that you've had ebook one, which I gave you to free, and ebook two, which you just bought for an additional $12, you can complete the set, or $27 or $47, whatever it is. Right. Or these are the lists of foods, but now you can download my recipe guide with 27 delicious recipes that are easy and quick to make that you can put in your day to day and keep you energized throughout the day.
Yeah. I like the idea of turning those into a couple ebooks, free, paid, longer. And ultimately what I want them to do is do the consult session.
Yeah. So, and at that point, if they've downloaded, whether they've gone for it or not, if they, you can actually in the email nurture sequence say, hey, you've downloaded my XYZ book. And you may be wondering now, what the heck do I do? How do I get this? I'm offering a limited number this month of 5 strategy sessions. Go ahead and click here to get on my calendar, and we'll have a conversation about how you can apply this in your life. And that's where you practice your enrollment conversation. And if you go to the site, there's the Bill Barron Art of Enrollment. There's Charlotte Jacobs, her method of doing enrollment. And then I think there's one other person that we've done an enrollment conversation on. And then there's samples of, I think, of me doing them. Maybe not. I don't remember. I think that might be on the FNC page, the Functional Nutrition Coach page, where there's Jan doing one. I think. I don't remember. Lynn would know that better than I.
Can you remind me again what you just were pointing out? I was looking on the site and I couldn't find it on the INE site.
Yeah, I'll share my screen.
The just because I want to make sure I don't miss that one, and I still get kind of lost sometimes in the website.
There's a lot there. So you go to home, NEPA home.
Oh, NEPA. Okay, got it.
Right, and then that'll give you all the.
I was under recording. Sorry.
Oh yeah, we don't put that on the public recordings one because it's only available to Practice Accelerator people.
Right. Okay.
And then you've got your coaching calls and then the support calls and the Get It Done Mastermind calls and the virtual retreat trainings and then the training calls. So these are the ones coming up for this year. This is this one that we're on right now, but I'll probably do a more formal presentation later. And then we have July, October, and December. And then you access the recordings here. La, la, la. Whoops, I didn't click
it. Got it.
And then that gives you the thing. So it's the fifth one, your offer webinar.
Got it. Perfect. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't remember if that one, was it? Oh, I wonder where the slides are. She didn't put the slides.
So hello, everybody, and welcome to our filter.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to the
Facebook. You can retarget them if you did it right.
I wonder.
Looks like they're just not posted yet.
Yeah, they should be because this happened last year. this year, 24th. I wonder what happened to the slides. Okay, I'm going to leave that open so I can find out. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Any other questions or comments?
Someone else ask a question. I feel like I've dominated the call. Sorry, guys.
No worries.
Janet, what are you working on? I know I've been in calls with you before, but I'm not familiar with where you're at and what you're doing.
My goal right now is just completing the mastery program in NEPDA and to finish the transpersonal energy healing, which I just
Good. You're doing that. That's so, yeah. I got introduced to that at the retreat. It's amazing. Oh,
it is. I just have a couple more calls and then I'll have that completed. So then I feel like I'm really have enough background in the area to begin. So I have a local tech group here in this little town that I'm in for a few more months. And they have some services to help with programs. And because I am tech challenged, I'm not going to waste my time on trying to learn how to do all of it.
Yeah.
So I have an appointment to go visit with them on how to set up the calendar, how to get my affiliate programs, you know, online. And because I have a site, but it's not working. It's not usable. It's pretty, but it's not doing anything. So when I have all of those set up, get a couple ebooks on it, figure out a program or two. That's just so much.
Here's the thing.
But those are the physical things that I'm going to be working on in the next couple of weeks really intensely so it can start moving. Because it just gets to be like there's so much you want to say that you have to start getting it out there.
Start and dial it and go, okay, what's my signature talk for this for now? I may want to do another one later, but what is it that I'm most passionate about? It's what we talked about at the retreat. I have my notes here. I said, what is it? If you could only do one message to one group of people, what would you say and who would you say it to?
And that's the hardest. That is the hardest thing because there are so many things we want to say.
Exactly. And we start with one.
Yeah. You know, some people have, like Annette, you know, she's very tied to the diabetes mama and Mahala, you know, with her programs with the pharmacy. So it's a very difficult one to decide on. And I probably have a couple of three talks recorded trying to decide what I want to do. And then I delete them all because I know that's not where I want to go. So,
right. So think about that. Like, it's not that you have to limit it forever, but if you did, what are you most passionate about talking about? A topic that you could get down to really inspire somebody in 45 minutes. What would that be?
But, you know, the thing that's been coming up most lately, and probably because I've been so attached with Laura's program lately, is the reason why it doesn't work. Why it doesn't work. Everyone's done everything, and they've tried so hard and spent so much money, and those are those resistant points
right.
that she has been talking, and you have been working on getting in our program. We try and try and try until we just give up. We're just tired of trying until we get so sick that we have to try again to do something.
Yeah.
So we have to.
Where you want to start? That would be my biggest question. Is that a hard place to start?
Mm-hmm. It's a hard place to start, but so many people have already given up that they don't even want to start again.
Yeah.
I know young people in their 40s and 50s that are diabetic, and all they're working for is living well enough, long enough to retire because they just give up and they're on insulin, you know, and they're 60, 70 pounds overweight and nothing works. They've tried. And I have all these machines in the garage that they're not using and stuff on the shelf that they aren't taking anymore. How do you get these people involved and activated again? Because they're very young in our society and they're raising children and grandchildren. They're following the same road. That goes back to my, are you writing your children, your grandchildren's obituary? That was my initial one.
Yeah. So I'm going to just say, and I don't want to deflate any enthusiasm about it, but that is a hard place to start.
It is.
It is. And so what's a subset of that? That you can, where it's top of mind for them. Is it I've done everything? And if you feel like that, there's enough people with that message and you know how to find those people.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, I've tried everything and nothing works, I give up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you can find those people and share that message and share the message of hope. But on the other hand, those people are not easy to work with.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't tried everything. They just think they've tried everything.
Right.
Right.
Well, they've tried a lot for a long time and then just gave up.
And most of what they've tried, much of what they've tried is conventional Western medicine as well.
Right. It's the things that we see that infuriate us on Facebook that go on and on and on about how you can get better and do this and do this. And then they give you this little spiel at the end to buy whatever
product.
And people just quit reading them and listening to them after a while.
Yeah.
So I agree with the short presentation. Let them get their hands on it. It's just landing in the place that I feel I can do the most. And of course I go back to foundations because I just love the foundations. That's that's what works.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've missed. That's what most of them have missed.
Right.
On every fancy neurotransmitter support supplement.
Of course, my whole website is all about Living Redefined. That's what it is called, Living Redefined. We have to redefine how we want to live our life again. Mm-hmm. We have to have a new perspective. You can't, Einstein has said, you can't solve this problem by doing the same thing over and over again, and which is just almost insanity. So we have to do something different, but they've done a lot of things different, but they were different in the wrong vein. It's a hard circle to break through. They've lost confidence in media.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you get their attention?
Right. Get their attention. Well, that's how I think about that obituary thing for your children and your grandchildren kind of really smacks people in the face.
I think it does. Hard. Are you writing children's obituary?
Yeah. And all you have to do is take any ingredient off of any label that you eat every day. That's it right there.
I loved your video that you did on that, by the way.
Yeah, my cookie one.
Yeah.
I can start with something like that real easy too.
Yeah.
It can't be too hard. Anything too hard, people don't have time for anything difficult anymore. There's no time.
Something simple. And I think teaching them how to make a food that are super nutrient dense, that's good, like what they're used to, and they don't feel like they're in deprivation mode.
Right. That little program that it was Tony helped fix it, or Good, Better, Best.
Oh, yeah.
That's such an easy one to use. And people don't feel like they're a failure. They get to choose. Everyone wants to do the best. Right. And they will, as they can, and keep reaching up. But they need the solid information for it to do that. And that's kind of what that little video was about, Good, Better, Best.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I mean, whatever, there were some technical issues you could have fixed with it.
Oh, yeah.
That same basic principle. You were funny, you were cute. I think you can do a lot with that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it will be more clear to me as I settle in with my program, start putting everything together. I think that the clarity will come and keeping it simple and direct.
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's just a world to build on.
Are you close to finishing?
Pardon me?
Are you close to finishing your NEPT modules?
Well, with the help of a tech, putting it all together.
No, I mean doing your modules. Creating.
Oh, my modules. I have 5 left. I think it looked like to me when I popped in, it's been like 3 weeks ago now, that there were 2 or 3 at the very bottom that said not open yet.
There are 2 that are not open yet.
Okay, so that will make 7.
Advanced.
What's it, nutrigenomics?
Lab testing.
Oh, lab testing, okay.
I've been on that for months and going, I want to add this to it, I want to add that to it. And I learned a lot of stuff this weekend that I'm like, okay. I just have to get somebody to help me make the slides because that's the time-consuming part. I just have time to do that. But I'm almost done with that one. And then the last one we're going to kind of do live, and I want to get enough people together on a call to really do that clinical. Like, what's the step? I said, now that you know all this, where do you start? What do you do next? How do you do next? How do you actually put together a clinical process for using all this?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's like part of the way, almost done too.
Right.
But I didn't finish them because so few people were even anywhere close that I said, I'll keep working on them in the back end.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I will have all of the modules done and most all of the client work done by September. That's my goal. So that I will be able to have it all completed. You have to have an end date.
We'll make Shine be your end date because whoever does that comes to Shine gets to kind of have their little graduation.
Yep. That's what we're aiming for. Yeah. Lynn's been helping me. I haven't done this. And she said, well, but that presentation you did at Shine that year and that, the other thing that you did online and in June, I'm doing something else for ERC. I don't even know what I'm speaking on yet.
He
said, no, you have them.
For 2 years, that counts towards the clinical stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're there. I just have to go back and check them all off again. So yeah. It's very close. It's very exciting.
Hey, I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. If there's any more questions, we can answer them. Otherwise, I'll get a half an hour break to go have something to eat.
Yes, do. I've been nibbling on this muffin. Probably can't see it.
Yeah.
It's one of Karen Osborne's apple cinnamon ones. It has a lot of dates in it.
Oh.
I couldn't finish it. It was sweet, but it was just yummy this morning. So
I'm waiting till 1 o'clock here. I got 2 more hours. I'm going to do a 16-hour intermittent. So.
Good.
Figure out when. I usually like to do 16 hours too, and I don't remember when I ate yesterday. It was on an airplane in a different time zone.
Oh my gosh. You need a self-care break.
Yeah. So I think it was, right. I ate really well yesterday. I flew from Phoenix to San Diego for the day to do some filming for a docuseries, right?
It was yeah.
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. But I stopped because I couldn't get there till 1, so I got in there early. So I went to this place called Plant Powered Fast Food, and they had this raw veggie burger on a cabbage leaves, and then they had tacos, which were similar, and they had like cashew queso and guacamole. So I bought one for lunch and one for dinner, and then I bought a jar of kimchi, and I just had bought all this stuff, keeping my stuff in mind, and I had the one at noon or so, and then the other one I had at like 6 o'clock at the airport. Couldn't finish that one. I brought not most of it, but whatever was left home. But it was just really nice to do that. So it was probably 6 o'clock Pacific time, which would have been 8 o'clock here. So noon will give me 16 hours. So I think I'm good. I can
eat. You're good.
Yay, I can eat. And Scott made smoothies. Yay. And Joe gave me a big jar. She said, I have a present for you. She gave me this big jar of pickled ginger that she'd made.
Oh, lovely.
Love that girl. Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Food is so amazing.
Yeah.
And all the pickled fish. Well, then she came with a big bag of the pickled radishes to give to Scott because he loves the radishes.
She was the chef, right?
Yes.
Yes.
She is amazing. I would love, I would pay. I think I told you I would pay if she shared all her recipes from the retreat.
I told her that. I said,
whatever amount.
I know. That's what I said. I said, a lot of people would do that. I said, even if you just write them down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Photocopy it. They will pay you to get this. And she kind of blushed. And
oh my gosh. I feel like I should go back there and interview her and write them all out for her and make her an ebook.
Oh, there you go. That would be cool.
Seriously, it was amazing.
Oh, the food was amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
I still miss that food. I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah. 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 Same here. I ate, and here it's interesting because I ate a lot. I ate too much. I never really got hungry between meals, but the meals were spaced reasonably.
Yeah.
I don't usually eat breakfast. I ate breakfast about 3 or 4 days while I was there. And when I left, I went to DC and with my son, and I had not eaten anything. I said, I'm finally hungry. It was the next day, and it was 2 p.m. by the time the service finished. I said, I'm actually hungry. Isn't this cool? So we went to this little reception, and of course the reception is all crappy reception food, right? But they had these veggie skewers. And I thought, okay, I didn't ask about oil. I didn't ask about what was on them. They just looked like veggie skewers. So I ate them. My sugar was about 78 before I started.
Oh, wow.
And I looked at the sugar on my meter hours later, because I didn't do it while I was there, but it picks it up. It had gone up to 150. I'm like, but it's veggie skewers. It was red bell pepper. It was onions, and it was zucchini. But I don't know what was on it. I don't know what kind of oil. But why would it make my sugar go from 78 to 150?
Oh, wow.
Forever. So I came back down, and we went out for dinner, and we went to an Ethiopian restaurant. But this was before I looked, so I didn't know it had gone up. So I hadn't been checking. I'm just, we're on vacation. We go to this Ethiopian restaurant, and I had you know, a little salad is all they give you, and it was mostly cooked veggie stuff. But, you know, collard greens and cabbage and all low glycemic stuff, except the injera, which is their flatbread, which is made of teff. And theirs is 100% teff, fermented the authentic way. So I wasn't paying attention, and I just started eating the injera. And usually when I go to Ethiopia, and I use a fork, and I don't go anywhere near it because they usually put some kind of flour in there. And my sugar again went up in the 130s. And ever since then, I cannot get my blood sugar under control like it was before.
Oh my goodness.
I'm waking up every morning and it's like, you know, 88, 92. One morning it was 107 when I woke up. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? So I'm home now. I'm going to get back into my smoothies and I'm going to try to get my blood sugar under control. And if I can, I'm going to fast for a few days. I mean, it could be the stress in the time zones, you know, went from here to the East Coast to Phoenix.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that is just, you know, the stress of how busy you are and traveling and all that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So anyway, I'm going to go check my blood sugar. And as long as it's below, it's, you know, if it's in the 80s or 70s, I'll eat. If it's still higher, I'm not going to eat.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a
good day. Thank you so much. Great to see you again. Nice to see you, Janet. Bye-bye.
Post. Good to see you, Jane. Bye-bye. Did you send me that email that you got? Oops, unmute.
I found two. One that was in relation to the CMDS, because I'm almost done with that. And it's talking about the CMDS masterclass in the body of the email, but the header talks about an NEPA virtual retreat. So I've got that one. And then the other one that I looked at, I believe it was dated May 10th. This one was, I'm sorry, I'm trying to click over to that screen.
Yeah. So
this one, that one that I just told you about was May 4th. And the other one was May 10th. And it basically is just your normal email that I get every week.
Yeah.
But at the bottom of it, it talks about, you know, the calendar, the things that are coming.
Right.
And it talks about my second NEPA meeting, which is where, let me find it again. I know it was May 10th. And
but did it have a code to get in? Or?
Well, if I click on it, then it tells me I need to, you know, watch for the email, and it's not pulling up. So far I've searched, because I was trying to listen to you, but I was also trying to search. So far I've searched by Dr. Rita Marie and by NEPA. That one that I just told you about is the only one that pulls up with the NEPA. But this one with the calendar at the bottom, that's just my normal NEPA.
It's normal weekly. And we usually put them there, but it says NEPA and we don't give the email. So you, somehow you got the link to this, unless she put it on the regular instead of having it on the separate NEPA.
Yeah, I don't know, because I know it mentions that it's like on the May 10th NEPT weekly news message at the bottom. It talks about the second of your five NEPA trainings is basically this meeting, and to add it to the calendar. And so,
she had to add to calendar link.
Yeah. And so I know the reason why I clicked on it today is because I went to my Google calendar and I just clicked on it. So I don't technically
added it to your calendar. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it's coming from this message, because I update my calendar with your stuff every weekend. So,
okay. So it sounds like she included this in the add to calendar grouping.
Yeah. Cause I'm thinking I'm supposed to be doing these, second of five NEPA trainings, but then if I go to my website for NEPT, it doesn't say anything about NEPA trainings on my resources. So I don't want to break any rules, but I also don't want to miss it if I'm supposed to be
blessed. Yeah, no, this was really just for the NEPA group, the Practice Accelerator. And I don't mind that you're here, but if all of a sudden everybody in NEPT comes to these calls, it breaks it out of being, you know, an exclusive little thing.
Yeah, because I don't want to mess it up. So
no. I'll figure it out. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah. So yeah, you got something out of it.
Yeah, I did. I tried to be invisible and keep my mouth shut, so not to disturb anybody that was really supposed to be here. But I did want to. I was trying to search and see what I could find.
Okay.
Just to
Thank
share
you for doing that. Yeah.
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 Have a great afternoon and have a good lunch.
I will. I'm starving. Bye-bye.
Bye.